Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. I, of course, am your host, Joe Tillery, and let me just tell you right now, Matt Boldy is completely, certifiably, an unbelievable player, and he has been going crazy since the injury to Kirill Kaprizov. This team has been going crazy since Kaprizov's been off the ice, and I'm not trying to pitch it to you like some idea that we can't win with Kaprizov on the ice or we're not going to win games, but the team has found a way to step up in his absence, and I think it is absolutely incredible. Coming off a massive win against the Capitals last night, it was a huge game. The Minnesota Wild are all the way back, and things are looking up for that little team in the Twin Cities. The Minnesota Wild take it home 5-3 against the Capitals in a hat-trick outing from Matt Boldy. I am so thrilled to talk to you about yesterday's game. It has been incredible to see what the Wild have been able to do in the short stretch of time. And I just gotta say from the bottom of my heart, it is awesome to see. It is so exciting to see Minnesota take the next step rather than just being that team that people are like, well, you know, they're gonna win a couple of games and they're gonna exit early. No more of that. We are done with that. We are here to win playoff games. That's what we're looking for here. We are looking for playoff wins. We're not just trying to win a couple of regular season games and head home. You know, say, hey, it was a good season. You know, if this happened differently, we might have gotten to the second round. No more of that. No more of that. It is time the Minnesota Wild stake their claim on the Stanley Cup Finals. We deserve this. We need to get to that next level. And it feels like where all signs are pointing is to the playoffs. We are so all the way back. And it's great to see from a fan perspective. So starting things off with my thoughts from last night's game, let me just say, call it a trend if you will, Minnesota for some reason apparently really, really likes to score within the first minute of regulation. Matt Boldy in last night's game, we've seen it multiple times this season. Boldy goes up there and scores at the 19:07 mark in the first period. It doesn't really make sense, to be honest. The first shift for some reason has been incredible for the Minnesota Wild this season. It really has. And the Capitals couldn't do anything about it. On a rebound goal, Matt Boldy got his opportunity, and the Wild took an early 53-second one-goal lead and ran with it for a while till Boldy got back and scored again, and later in the game tossed in his third. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's technically an easier time to score on the ice. It doesn't feel like it is. It feels like it'd be way harder because everybody's just fresh, everybody's ready to go, but maybe some of the jitters on the defensive end for the other teams we've played. I don't know. Maybe it's just Minnesota being spectacular. Either way, it's an awesome trend, and I'm so glad to see it. Minnesota has jumped out to early leads at multiple points this season. Just in the first minute, we saw it with Kirill Kaprizov and a couple of other guys. Ryan Hartman scored early. Minnesota just finds a way to score. I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's some catalyst that's prompting them to score in the first minute, but I'm glad to see it. It gives the Wild so much more confidence when they're playing with a lead rather than playing from behind. I already talked about Matt Boldy a bunch, but the guy's incredible, and he is learning and developing rapidly. So good. Every single time he's on the ice, he takes another step forward, and it's only a matter of time until him and Kirill Kaprizov are two of the best players in the entire NHL. That's the way I see it. You could even make the argument right now that they are. You really could. Matt Boldy is developing so quickly. This guy's going to take the world by storm. And when that storm hits, everybody needs to protect themselves. This guy is going to be incredible. Another fun storyline I kind of saw was Marcus Johansson taking on his former team in the Capitals. I think Marcus Johansson's gotten a lot of flack since getting traded from the Capitals. Overall, the guy's been awesome. I really think so. And I think the biggest thing I've seen is just how quickly he can skate. I know that sounds so lame to say as a compliment. The guy is the fastest guy I've ever seen on the ice. Ever. With the puck in his hands, he's so lethal, so dangerous. Set up Matt Boldy on both goals. Both were beautiful passes. Found another one to Brendan Duhame later in his return. We'll talk about that in a second. But it blows my mind how big of an asset he's been. And the initial reaction from fans, media personalities, everybody crucified the guy. Crucified the Wild for bringing in an old, aging veteran. A guy that we shouldn't need. A guy that we don't need on the ice. Marcus Johansson has been an awesome addition to the Minnesota Wild, and he's a big part of our playoff run going forward. I can feel it in my heart, and I think things for the Wild are going to continue in that direction. Ryan Hartman scored an incredible goal last night with two different dudes draped on top of him. The man fought them both off, had a great look at the goal, and still scored from far out. I mean, the guy put it right past top left corner. It was beautiful to see. Ryan Hartman, another stud for the Wild. Everybody has found a way to step up in the absence of Kirill Kaprizov. And that's not common. You don't see guys always step up like this. It doesn't always work where your best player gets injured and the team gets better. It never works that way. Never. You don't see the Chiefs lose Patrick Mahomes and then them go win a Super Bowl because they have, you know, any backup quarterback playing for them. You don't see the Packers lose Aaron Rodgers and then another guy step in and be perfect. You just don't see that very often. There's very few cases in sports where the backup can come in or the next wave of people can come in and take over. The Minnesota Wild are doing that. Their run has been insane. The team itself has been incredible, and it doesn't stop there. Brendan Duhame returning for the team. Another guy we're excited to get back. Brendan Duhame had a scary injury earlier this season where he just, you know, he got dropped basically in a fist fight on the ice, and it just didn't look good. The guy overall kind of went dark. He dropped, you know, just kind of checked out the eyes, got that film over, and it did not look good. Ended up leaving the game, skated off the ice under his own power, which is a great sign. His first game back, he was a massive defensive presence. Got in the goal, scored up there in a beautiful, perfect placement of the puck right past the goalie. It was unbelievable to watch Brendan Duhaime in his return, and I expect many more big things from Duhaime coming back. As the star becoming Wild, one of the many, overall, Brendan Duhaime has been an incredible player, and we're so happy to have him back. Next up, Minnesota has struggled at times this season, but one area they haven't struggled is power play goals. When any time they've been down a player, or down two players even, Minnesota has been really good at power play kills, at killing the power plays. Last night, they gave up both goals in power plays. And then later on, they snuck one in. But two straight power play goals for the Capitals was a little bit concerning to me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and crucify the team or, you know, hang a banner or do anything like that for the Capitals. But Minnesota's really struggled with that at times, and then they've also been incredible this entire season up to this point. So whatever it is, if it's the changing of tides, if we lose the ability to defend power play goals, but we're scoring five goals a game, I'm okay with that. I can give you the better of two evils. Let's move on into some Twitter talk here. We've only got a couple here today. This tweet comes from at NPR News. Matt Boldy recorded his second career hat trick, and the Minnesota Wild rebounded to beat Washington 5-3 on Sunday. Yeah, Matt Boldy had a great day, man. I talked about it earlier. The guy's developing so fast, and I'm so thrilled to see how it is. I don't want to hammer it home too hard. I've already talked everything I can about Matt Boldy for the moment. But overall, the guy has been great. He's been sensational. And in Kirill Kaprizov's absence, he's been a justified superstar, a bona fide superstar. Overall, the guy's been awesome. And I'm so happy to see his development, especially by the time we have Kirill Kaprizov back, that first line is going to be scary. This guy's name is a little bit of a tongue twister here. Next up is at Front Frederick on Twitter. The airport is a Minnesota Wild-themed restaurant. That's awesome. Yeah, the Minnesota St. Paul Airport now has a Minnesota Wild-themed restaurant. I would love to eat there and give you a review. And I tell you what, I will most likely be flying in. I've got some family up in Minnesota that I'm trying to get out and see. And I think overall, I should be getting up there at some point. Granted, it's going to be overpriced because that's just all airports. But I tell you what, maybe for the podcast, we'll hit a review of the Minnesota Wild-themed restaurant mixed in with a little bit of hockey. I won't just make you sit there and listen to me food review here, be a food critic in my part-time freedom. This comes from at jgold85. Minnesota Wild's goals before Kirill Kaprizov's injury. In 65 games, we scored 2.7 goals per game. 26th in the NHL. Good for 26th in the NHL. Since the injury, for five games, Minnesota's averaging 4.8 goals per game. That's second in the entire NHL. I don't know if it's something you question. You say, you know what? Is this something we address? I mean, how do we get the guys to keep this level of intensity when Kaprizov returns? Hopefully it's just something, you know, it's been a thorn in their side and they're figuring it out now. But it's been awesome to see. And I think as long as it continues to move in the right direction, things will advance. Next up, this is coming from a reply to Mike Russo. So this is just asking the question, what are your expectations for a Minnesota Wild lineup in the first round of the playoffs? Has Fleury played his way back into the game one starter spot for the playoffs, or is it just too early? Now, I think he has. I really do, because you had that experience. And not to say that Gus doesn't. Marc-Andre Fleury is one of the greatest, historically great goalies of all time. And in playoffs history, too, the guy's shown up. I think it's tough to sit him the first game. And I'm not sitting play him for the entire series or anything. I'm not saying he has to play. Give both Gus and Fleury the 1-2 punch combination. That has been what's worked us the last couple of games. Give Fleury the opportunity, but I think you go through and still work in that rotation. It can't just be Fleury and it can't just be Gus. Overall, giving both guys a break has been nice. And the last tweet we have here. This is from at NotCapitals on Twitter. It says, I pray on the Minnesota Wild's downfall. And that's going to be the end of the episode. We all hope you continue to pray on the Minnesota Wild's downfall because we're going to keep praying on success. I mean, the faithful here are out in full form and Minnesota is ready to go. We'll talk ahead a little bit and talk about tomorrow's game against the Devils. And it'll be a good game. That is at 6 o'clock. But I want to say thank you so much for listening to the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. My name is Joe Tillery. It's been a great day. I hope yours is great as well. Go Wild.